Blog Talk Radio.
Full of things, queen. Blind your eyes and see.
Insane from the pain that they surely know. The good question, when the bell tolls. Well, it happened today in the fucking stock market. Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. This is your host, Ron Reck. I hope you're having a great day. It was fun on Wall Street today. Them motherfuckers said, stop in the name of drugs before you break my heart. They had to stop trading on bank stocks. Ain't that, ain't that fucking something? That's not fucking very nice. But you know what? The networks ain't covering none of this. Nothing. Ain't saying a fucking word. The only motherfucker saying something's Fox. Nobody else is saying shit. Nobody. This is bad. This is not fucking good. Oh, we don't want to start paranoia. Well, you wouldn't start fucking doing stupid shit in the beginning when this motherfucker started his term. We wouldn't be able. And the better, here's something even better for you. I mean, the news keeps getting better and better every fucking minute as I speak to you. They had, what is it, over 1,000 motherfucking refugees rush the Texas border today. Went right through that motherfucker like they own the place. Because they do. They do own this motherfucker now. They gave it to them. You, American citizen, you don't mean shit to us. We're going to give them a driver's license. We're going to give them health care. We're going to give them money. We're going to give them food stamps. We're going to give them a place to live. But you Americans starve. Just fucking lay in the street and starve to death and die. Fuck you. That don't make no goddamn sense, does it? It just don't make no fucking sense. But that's what's happening. That's the fucking world we live in. You know, I mean, Paul McCartney couldn't have said it better. You know, the world which we live in, you know, makes me feel right. But, you know, it's wow, man. Anyway, it's getting fucking stupid. When they stop trading, you know, there's a problem. So anyway. All right, well, I'm going to throw something up or throw this clip up real quick and check this guy out and see what the fuck they say about it. It's going to get fucked, kids. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but hey.
All right, it's March 13th. I got cash again for the thumbnail. But fears and focus of a bank run is all that matters between tonight and tomorrow. So there's a lot going on. I got a little bit of a watch list type format for you, but all that matters tonight and tomorrow is what happens with SVB and how do people react tomorrow morning from everyday citizens all the way down to Wall Street and bankers. This is literally the 11th hour. It's actually crazy. So I got a couple of updates for you right now. They're talking about Fed and Treasury emergency backstops. They're talking about HSBC, the UAE buy-in, all of this. So we're going to find out. The deadline is here for Sunday, and that's probably going to be the most important thing moving forward. We do have
Think about that. The England, the Bank of England is wanting to come and rescue these motherfuckers. Now, who else does the Bank of England own? The Federal Reserve. So there you go. Just letting you know, full takeover, man. Big time. One World Bank coming.
CPI this week, and that's what makes things a little bit more crazy, but realistically, moving forward, all we have to see right now is How do the banks play? What happens tonight? The futures are about to open. What happens with settling all of this stuff and then seeing if it spreads? So, Chad, I hope you're ready. We are going to be live tomorrow, youtube.com/thestockmarket. We'll see you all of there, but we're going to see how it all plays out. I hope I see you there, but today is Sunday. Tomorrow is Monday. Please, Chad, I need your help. This is the random account generator. We're talking bank collapse. We're talking fastest in history, a real bank run. Honestly, I'm excited. We have a lot to talk about. We are going to talk about that here. But, Chad, I need your help. I need you to post a random option trade, strike price, expiration date, all that good stuff. Post it below, and we're going to pick a play tomorrow morning. We're going to see how it plays out. And I have a couple of plays here. I actually forgot to, like, put it in here since there's so much. But I did make a play on UUP, the dollar. I would definitely watch out for that. But, Chad, let's get into it. Like I said, we have CPI this week, and that's going to be the most important. But what we really want to watch out for, kind of like we saw on Friday with the non-farm payrolls, is do the bank stocks get affected? And that's why now for SVB and what is going on, why tonight is so important, we're going to find out who gets money on Monday. Remember, the FDIC took control. They said they plan on paying people. We know a lot of the accounts are not insured. It was big companies. Like we said in the other videos here, you've been hearing from companies like Roku, Roblox, a bunch of biotechs. They are all saying they have their money, and a lot of other companies are coming out and saying we had no exposure at all. So what we're going to find out tomorrow, who has access to money? Does this spread anywhere else? And are people able to use this, or at the very least, what is the FDIC? What are they going to be able to return to people right off the bat? So that's the first thing about tomorrow. The next big thing, I'll probably put it as like 1.5. Maybe there's only two or three things to really be looking for tomorrow. But the second thing is now who is going to be buying the bank, and if they are going to finalize that, or what happens with the asset sales, because that'll define a lot of the terms, and we'll see how that spreads to other banks and how people really react to that. But that's where the UAE, HSBC, I even think the UK said they'd want to step in. And like we said, the Fed and Treasury, they're talking stuff about emergency backstop, this and that. So we're going to find out. But I think that'll come a little later. The final thing for tomorrow that you really got to be looking for, and this is why tonight is so important with what happens with everything with these banks, is Monday morning, a lot of people are talking about now, is there going to be another bank run? Is this one going to spread? So I think First Republic, they're the ones looking a little shaky, but tomorrow morning, not only is the stock market going to find out, I think pre-market, post-market, I think it's going to be absolutely wild. But what I'm also looking for is Monday morning, bank branches open up. How do people start to react? So that's going to be the real big thing we're looking for. That's what we want to be watching, because that will determine the attitude for the week. And that's what I'm saying. We're going to find out if CPI is going to be important or not. Otherwise, this banking stuff, I mean, this could be the wave that sweeps over Wall Street. Now, why I'm bringing this up is because CPI is big. You've been seeing
this clip ain't giving me what I was looking for. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. My bad. This is a little bit better. Hopefully.
The value of a company, then I don't invest in it. And banks have a different way of looking at things that I think you've seen in the last week, but that is pretty apparent. It is funny to me, but suddenly now all these analysts are downgrading banks. There was a joke 2 weeks ago that if you look at the analyst recommendations on Silicon Valley Bank, not a single analyst covering them had them as a sell. So it says one of two things. The analysts don't understand, or just like we always say, take what they say with a grain of salt, because they're also trying to get business from the companies that they analyze. Now, if you're new to this channel, 75% of the people who watch this video are subscribers. So please subscribe and share this with five other people that you think would find value in this. We've had a lot of great videos in the last week responding to what's going on in the market. Now, the market is currently... let's see how it's doing in our software. NASDAQ's up a little bit, Dow and S&P are down. Guys, last night, the NASDAQ was up 2% pre-market. This morning, it got to minus 1%. It opened, it was minus 1 point some percent, and now it's in the positive. These are completely irrational markets, and you cannot look at me and tell me that the efficient market theory works. For those of you who don't know what that is, which is probably 99% of you, and that's okay, that's why you're here to learn. The efficient market theory says that essentially every stock is priced appropriately because it factors in all the information out there on that stock. How can you tell me that the market's efficient and massive companies are fluctuating 5, 6, 7%? Look at Silicon Valley Bank. 2 weeks ago, it was a $250 per share company. It is zero today. How is that efficient? How is it possible they knew all the information? Those write-downs were going to happen, whether you realized it or not 2 weeks ago. It was going to happen. We have the three biggest losers in the S&P right now are banks. KeyBank is down 33%. Comerica is down like 48%. And First Republic is down like 75%.
This is the fun part I like about stock trading, okay? Especially in bullshit stocks like banks, okay? It was $250 a share to zero. Get it? It was worth 250 bucks a share to nothing. No, zero, zilch, nothing. You just lost 250 bucks per share. Wonder if you had 100 shares, 200,000 shares. Well, you'd be fucked, wouldn't you? I think it's funny. I think it's fucking hilarious. And people say, Ron, why do you think something like that's funny? It's terrible. Nope, it's not. It's not terrible to me because I've been barn poor. I've been poor all my life, and I like it. So I'm used to it. This doesn't faze me at all, okay? But what I like about it, what turns me on so much about this fucking issue that's going on right now, is the fact these rich, uppity cocksuckers are getting their shit handed to them. Fuck them. That's what I say. That's what I say. You think you're all high and fucking mighty, now you're down fucking with me. Well, us poor motherfuckers. So how you like me now, you cock licker? So there you go. Fuck them. Anyway, that's my little rant.
5%. Come on. How can you tell me anything there is efficient? And I don't know if they're undervalued or not. It's not like Google. If Google fell in half today, I would be selling everyone's soul to buy Google stock, right? Because I look at Google and think it's probably pretty close to value right now. So I look at this saying, okay, we have a financial collapse. We had a second bank. Signature Bank last night went under, okay? Now, is this the start of something big? I have no idea. I don't understand the banking industry. However,
yes,
what I will say is that based on this is a great learning lesson for people out there. This is great to sit there and say, if you don't understand something, don't invest in it. If you have no clue what's going on, don't invest in it. Find companies that you can understand. Find companies that sell goods and services and have a balance sheet that you can understand. That's why we're here. We are trying to teach that on this channel. We're also trying to focus on the emotional aspect of investing. Right now, investing in banks probably looks pretty scary. And even for me, a guy who can understand things, I'm not willing to dip my toe in yet, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't. If you can figure out a way to understand banks appropriately, then I would take a look at them. Or look at an ETF. There are banking ETFs out there. So instead of making a play on a specific bank, if you maybe want to, this is not telling you to do it, but if you think that banking has been hit pretty hard, find a banking ETF that you can go out there and buy and dollar cost average into as it goes lower. Is this another great financial crisis? I have no idea. The U.S. government has come back and said, hey, listen, we're honoring all these depositors. And this is interesting. I read somewhere today that the average U.S. bank account has $5,700 in it, and the FDIC insurance level is $250,000. But here's the thing. Since when did people who deposit money in a bank become an investor in that bank? That's where I sit there and say, should we really have an FDIC insurance limit? I don't know. This is something to be discussed. But what's the purpose of having this $250,000 protection if we're going to go back up companies that have well over that? Because it's going to be mostly be companies. Now, you might sit there and say, oh, we shouldn't bail those people out. But is their job really to be an investor in a bank? No, they're depositing money in the bank for protection. To go out there and is it their job to really understand the financials of that bank? Guys, I don't even understand the financials of the bank. My money's sitting at Merrill Lynch and Bank of America. Now, granted, I put the most of 95% of my cash into 90-day treasuries, which is a totally different thing than having the bank back it. And a lot of people say this is the reason for this recent run on the banks. So what happened was SVB was making money in the short run by investing in long-term bills. But when the Fed went there and jacked up interest rates, as I've said before, it decreased the value of those long-term bills, bonds. And when those values drop, there's perceived to be a problem. People say, hey, there might be a run in the bank, and that self-perpetuates itself into actually happening. Now, Signature Bank, highly active in the crypto world. And crypto's up a lot today because people are saying, see, we need a decentralized currency. Okay. I don't get that at all. Why does that justify this? Why does that do that? Now, I think the major issues that we have to address, the Fed has to address, and the U.S. government has to address
this guy is another target.
What are they back?
You don't know what he's talking about either. So,
but first, another day, another massive crisis for the reckless, incompetent Joe Biden and his administration. America's banking system and your money is now in peril. This is a very real crisis. There are real fears tonight that this could very well be just the beginning of a massive Biden banking crisis with Biden billionaire bailouts and worldwide consequences. Two banks now have officially collapsed. Nearly two dozen others, they were forced to halt trading today amid widespread panic. First Republic Bank stock had plummeted a whopping 60%. A $100 billion was wiped out in one single day. At the very core of all of this banking crisis is Joe Biden's record-setting 40-year-plus high of inflation caused by his multi-trillion-dollar spending spree. And remember, Biden inherited a very low inflation rate of 1.4%, and his horrible economic, horrible energy policies drove inflation to one record high after another, all 40-year record highs. And Biden inflation has been anything but, quote, transitory, as they told us. Now, this followed by, what, 1,700% increase in the rate increases in terms of the Fed. The first financial institution to fail, the Silicon Valley Bank, saw its massive holdings in U.S. Treasuries and mortgage securities, quote, hit hard by the Fed's aggressive interest rate hikes caused by Biden inflation, which still remains uncomfortably high. It is still not under control, but according to Joe Biden, it's not just his fault. It's transitory. Instead, guess who he's blaming? Not hard to figure out, but take a look.
During the Obama-Biden administration, we put in place tough requirements on banks like Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, including the Dodd-Frank law to make sure that the crisis we saw in 2008 would not happen again. Unfortunately, the last administration rolled back some of these requirements.
Okay, first, Joe Biden is lying. If these regulations were so effective, he had over 2 years to reinstate them with the Democratic House and Senate. No banks, by the way, this large, no bank failed under Donald Trump. In reality, multiple Senate Democrats, they voted to ease these restrictions, including Senator Tim Kaine and John Tester and Claire McCaskill and many others. Even former Congressman Barney Frank, remember him, Dodd-Frank, he lobbied in support of the exact regulatory rollback as a board member at Signature Bank, which was the second financial institution to collapse today. Now, the bill that was changed, that's right, it was the Dodd-Frank bill. Now, in 2017, in an op-ed for CNBC, let's look at what Congressman Barney Frank wrote, quote, there is one legislative issue on which I am strongly supportive of a change that will benefit Signature, raising the $50 billion asset level at which a bank becomes subject to the extra supervision. So you got a former Democratic firebrand, Barney Frank, co-authored the Dodd-Frank bill, was instrumental in removing the oversight at a bank that has now collapsed that he's on the board of. And we're supposed to believe this was Donald Trump's fault? Now, the bottom line is this. It was Joe Biden, not Donald Trump, that caused inflation to spiral out of control, and that created the tenuous situation for all banks in our economy. It was Biden, it was not Trump, who sat around and did nothing as one expert after another was warning about a looming disaster. They all lied. They said, no, it's transitory, it's temporary, it's not real, don't worry, it'll go away. In fact, analysts at JP Morgan, they actually issued a warning specifically about Silicon Valley Bank in November of last year. So how did JP Morgan know while the Biden administration remained totally clueless? Oh, that's right. The people who work in the Biden White House are stupid and incompetent, but they're also political. Maybe these are Silicon Valley friends of theirs. It will get interesting in the days to come when we find out how much money was donated by who and if anybody involved in these bank failures, in fact, donated big dollars to Democrats. Instead of preventing crisis with expert analysis and sound policies, they always blame Donald Trump. They even blame him for the border crisis they caused. They blame Trump for what? Record-setting illegal immigration? No, the border was secure under Trump. They blame Trump for Biden's record-setting inflation? No, it was 1.4% when Donald Trump left office. They went all the way up to 9.1%, one 40-year high after another. They even blame Donald Trump for the war in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin didn't invade Ukraine when Trump was president. They even tried to blame him for the toxic train derailment in East Palestine in Ohio. Even the Washington Post was forced to call out this blatant lie. But that's not going to stop them from repeating the same lie over and over and over again. Whatever happened to the buck stops here. If the dog bites, the bee stings. And if you're feeling sad, it is all Donald Trump's fault, according to Joe Biden. Take a look.
You take down regulations, you water down regulations, you weaken the power of the administration to deal with freight railroad companies, and then you show up wanting to be a great friend of the people who have been impacted by a rail disaster.
We must repair the damage that was done by the last administration, the mismanagement that was done by the last administration.
There's a bit of a different tactic, a bit of a different approach, and that's probably why President Biden and not his predecessor was able to rally the world and the global community in taking steps against Russia's aggression.
We were able to determine that China has a high-altitude balloon program for intelligence collection that's connected to the People's Liberation Army. It was operating during the previous administration, but they did not detect it. We detected it.
The president
misleading.
Inherited a mess because of what the last administration did.
Lies and misleading.
We inherited a mess. And, you know, Republicans in Congress made it worse by blocking comprehensive immigration reform.
False.
Am I taking blame for inflation? No.
Why not?
Because it was already there when I got here, man.
False.
Come on, man. Now, when they're not passing blame and shirking all responsibility, the White House is just flat out lying and pretending that an obvious crisis is not really a crisis at all. They don't have a crisis at the border. The border is secure. We saw it in Afghanistan. We see it with inflation. We saw it with the supply chain crisis. And now we have the Biden banking crisis is no different. Take a look.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe. Your deposits will be there when you need them.
The American banking system is really safe and well capitalized. It's resilient.
And the head of the OMB said the same thing. Sounds like they read the same talking point memo. Now, secure and resilient. Okay, two significant banks, one the 16th largest in the country, has collapsed with two others now facing a similar fate. According to Jen Psaki, the situation is so urgent that Biden started working at 9 a.m. It was a big day for Joey. I'm sure he's asleep by now. He probably had his ice cream and went to bed. Take a look.
Now, it's important to note, President Biden does nothing at 9 a.m. He is a night owl. So the fact that he is doing this at 9 a.m. anyway speaks to how vital the White House recognizes it is for him to have his voice out there conveying that to the American public.
A night owl? Okay, I'm not buying that lie for a minute. At his early morning presser, well, your President Joe claimed there would be no bank bailout and that the taxpayers would not be on the hook. Over the weekend, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said exactly something similar. Take a look.
During the financial crisis, there were investors and owners of systemic large banks that were bailed out, and we're certainly not looking, and the reforms that have been put in place means that we're not going to do that again, but we are concerned about depositors and are focused on trying to meet their needs.
All right, what changed, Janet? Because 24 hours, actually less than 24 hours later, the White House has completely bailed out Silicon Valley Bank. The administration doesn't know what they're doing. And last week, Janet Yellen was in Ukraine For the past year now, she's been focused on a global minimum tax. Joe Biden has been checked out pretty much from day one. But now fear not, because every tech startup, vineyard, and an uber-rich celebrity with millions of dollars that they banked at the Silicon Valley Bank, they will now be reimbursed full. And they say it's not going to cost you a penny. You will pay every penny. It will come from you, the American taxpayer. That is their biggest lie, that taxpayers won't be bailing out Biden's billionaire banker buddies, because you will be. Now, no word if there will be any legal or financial consequences for those in charge of SVB, but the shareholders, they're now suing the CEO and the CFO for fraud. Now, keep in mind, by the way, that was a quick lawsuit. Keep in mind, this is a bank that had no official risk officer for 8 months, a bank that just committed $5 billion to finance carbon neutral operations, a bank that paid out bonuses only hours before the collapse on Friday, a bank that hosted an exclusive dinner at an expensive steakhouse the night before they collapsed to celebrate South by Southwest, and a bank with executives that sold millions of dollars worth of stock just 2 weeks prior to the collapse. Coincidence or just good luck? Or maybe not. Anyway, now this bank full of Biden donors has been bailed out by the Biden administration, really by you, the American people. Do you think that you will receive similar treatment? Are American farmers, are they getting this kind of treatment? Are American ranchers getting this type of treatment? American truckers getting this type of treatment? Healthcare workers in our hospitals with their vaccine mandates, they getting this kind of treatment? No. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.
All right, there we go. I mean, this is a fucking wreck. This is worse than Obama ever did. I mean, we're in fucking trouble, folks. I hate to fucking tell you that we are in fucking trouble. All right. I'm trying to find something else here. So I wanted to play it too. And then we'll crank open the phone lines and talk crazy shit about this crazy fucking bullshit. You know, god damn. Fucking nuts, ain't it? You know, how could you be so stupid to let that happen? Why would you be that stupid to cause that to fucking happen? Yeah, fuck me, man. Wow.
When it rains, it pours. On the exact same day that we've witnessed the second largest bank failure in United States history, Wells Fargo experienced an unprecedented nationwide computer glitch that caused countless number of account holders to have incorrect balances and missing transactions. This is yet another example that demonstrates why it's never wise to put all of your eggs in one basket. If you have all of your money in just one bank, you may wake up one day and find that you are suddenly not able to access any of it. For years, I've been telling my readers to spread their assets around because our banking system is far more vulnerable than most people realize. In particular, I have never been a fan of Wells Fargo. A nationwide computer glitch at Wells Fargo left irate customers with incorrect balances and missing transactions Friday morning, sometimes dipping accounts into negative balances. Funds remain available, even though some customers' direct deposit transactions were not showing on their accounts, bank spokesman Josh Dunn said. Dunn did not say how many customers were impacted by the problem, did not provide a time when customers can expect the issue to be resolved. But he said Wells Fargo was working quickly on a resolution. As of 4:30 p.m. Friday, Dunn could not say when the problem would be resolved. The issue is one more reason people should keep cash on hand, one Twitter user wrote. Another tweeted, I do not like to feel massive panic immediately upon waking, but Wells Fargo decided to give me that gift this morning. Others anticipated Chase Bank and Bank of America would see an influx of unhappy Wells Fargo customers. J.P. Morgan Chase is the nation's largest bank by assets at $3.2 trillion, and Charlotte-based Bank of America is its second largest with $2.4 trillion in assets. Another Wells Fargo customer tweeted about definitely closing their account, using a SpongeBob meme to show how they felt, like they were begging for money. Wells Fargo is further proof to keep cash on hand for use. In the blink of an eye, a computer glitch or whatever, your funds are inaccessible. The number one thing that you should want from any bank is security. Right now, Wells Fargo seems to be severely lacking in this area. When users try to log into their online banking apps, they received a very alarming message. It's not clear what might be causing the direct deposit issue or when it might be resolved. But Wells Fargo posted a message at the top of its online banking app saying, if you see incorrect balances or missing transactions, this may be due to a technical issue and we apologize. Needless to say, a lot of account holders were not pleased. Of course, those that have their money in Silicon Valley Bank are in much worse shape. Rumors had caused a huge run on the bank in recent days. Regulators moved very quickly on Friday to permanently shut it down. The FDIC said in a press release that SVB was closed on Friday by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation, which in turn appointed FDIC as the receiver of all insured deposits of the bank. Those that have less than $250,000 deposited with SVP will be covered by FDIC insurance. But as I detailed in a video that we posted yesterday, the vast majority of the funds deposited with SVB are not covered by FDIC insurance. Some depositors are literally in danger of losing millions of dollars. That should deeply alarm all of us. Meanwhile, there are now rumors that another major bank on the West Coast may be in jeopardy. Concerns have quickly shifted to other banks that might be in trouble. First Republic, another West Coast-based bank whose shares are down more than 30% since Wednesday, tried to reassure investors. In an unusual statement midday Friday, it said tech companies only account for 4% of its deposits and that less than 15% of its total assets are invested in securities like bonds. Is this the start of a new financial crisis? Some experts that were interviewed by CNN claim that this is not the case. Billionaire hedge fund manager Bill Ackman has compared SVB to Bear Stearns, the first lender to collapse at the start of the 2007-2008 global financial crisis. The risk and failure and deposit losses here is that the next least well-capitalized bank faces a run and fails, and the dominoes continue to fall, Ackman wrote on Twitter. Yet most analysts say the implosion of SVB appears company-specific for now. A crucial lender to U.S. technology startups, the bank came under pressure as Silicon Valley funding dried up, the result of an economic slowdown and rapidly rising interest rates. The reason SVB is in trouble is because they have exposure to particular industries, said Jonas Goldman, deputy chief markets economist at Capital Economics. Most other banks, he added, are more diversified. Federal regulators are paying attention to this particular financial institution, and when we think about the broader financial system, we're very confident in the ability and the resilience of the system, he told CNN in an exclusive interview. The comments come after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen convened an unscheduled meeting of financial regulators to discuss the implosion of Silicon Valley Bank, a major lender to the hurting tech sector. We have the tools that are necessary to deal with incidents like what's happened to Silicon Valley Bank, Adeyemo said. There's also less anxiety about the stability of the banking sector due to the significant regulatory reforms put in place after the crisis in 2008. Still, SVB's collapse reveals stresses created by the fastest jump in borrowing costs in decades. Central banks have raised interest rates to tame high inflation, but the pace of the increases has thrown up unexpected problems. But worries persist about further unintended consequences. For example, banks that scooped up U.S. treasuries and other bonds when interest rates were very low are now sitting on losses. As borrowing costs have risen, bond prices have gone down. Mike Mayo, senior bank analyst at Wells Fargo, said the crisis at SVB might be an idiosyncratic situation. This is night and day versus the global financial crisis from 15 years ago, he told CNN's Julia Chatley Friday. Back then, he said, banks were taking excessive risks and people thought everything was fine. Now, everyone's concerned, but underneath the surface, the banks are more resilient than they've been in a generation. Similarly, former U.S. Treasury Secretary Larry Summers told Bloomberg News Friday that he saw no systemic risk if the situation is handled reasonably, adding he had every reason to think that it will be. In a sign, concerns are spilling into other parts of the banking sector. Shares of other lenders have been falling too. J.P. Morgan Chase, JPM, Bank of America, BAC, Wells Fargo, WFC, and Citigroup, C, all suffered drops of between 4% and 7% on Thursday. While their shares stabilized on Friday, smaller banks continue to suffer. An exchange-traded fund tracking regional banks, the SPDR S&P Regional Banking ETF, was down more than 6%. Banks in Europe were also hit. Overall, the banking system is in good shape and able to withstand significant shocks, said Jens Hagendorf, a finance professor at King's College London. I think SVB is special in the sense that they have a fickle depositor base. You can believe them if you want. But as I explained earlier, SVB got into trouble because they were sitting on mountains of treasury bills that rapidly lost value once the Fed started aggressively hiking interest rates. Unfortunately, there are lots of other banks that are in the exact same position. The financial day of reckoning that I've been warning about for a very long time appears to be rapidly approaching. Most Americans are not prepared for it at all. So if you have all of your money in a single institution, or if you have more than $250,000 in a single bank, I would encourage you to consider taking action while you still can. At this point, I'm sorry to report, no one is in a position to stop anything. Markets can be ferocious under these conditions. Markets are not all-knowing, but once they lose trust, there is no stopping the stampede of incredulity. There is no one at the Fed who can stop it, and no wise managers at the top who can patch things up. Take note of the collapse of bank stocks only hours after regulators took over SVB. My friends, we could be in for a wild ride. Things are starting to get really crazy out there, and you don't want to find yourself exposed when the music stops playing. Stay safe, and thanks for watching.
All right, so there we go. Ain't that so nice? You know, it was fun, the freedom we have. You know, I like being free. Gunslinger's throwing something up in Facebook here. Matter of fact, let me bring Gunslinger on here with us. Get this party started. Because, you know, Gunslinger is a wild motherfucker. Got to watch him. So watch out.
Yeah, you better watch me.
That's right. Yep. I'm telling you. Hey, Gun, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Misspelling corrected. You know, it was just supposed to be, God damn it. Yeah, I quit sending it because it cuts me off. I can't read it. You know, it was just supposed to be a way to trick this little girl, but off and on. I've been dressing up as a grandmother ever since.
Typical George, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go.
Goddamn fuck. Why not? So did you see that on the news today, the bank stopped, they stopped fucking letting them trade on the stock market?
I seen it earlier. Yeah, earlier this morning.
Mm-hmm. But, between 9 and 10 o'clock. Yeah. I thought it was great. I said last night, wait, let's see what happens tomorrow in the morning, you know. Let's see what happens in the morning. Well, have we seen it? For the moment.
I want to, like I said, I want to see these motherfuckers, these heads of these motherfuckers starving on the street. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, okay? Exactly. Yeah.
I want to see their wives whoring out. I want to see their kids on the street corners sucking cock for $5.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's what I want to see, because these people deserve it. They're evil.
Yeah.
They are evil.
But
okay?
They live good
and they
for a while. They did. They're going to be broke too, man. Don't think the big, big Johnny comes
at least we'll have
is
somebody to laugh
swing
at.
Dick.
At least we'll have somebody to point the fucking
that's
finger
right.
at. Laugh
that's
at.
Right. They'll kill themselves. They'll fucking, no, they'll Clinton themselves. They'll do it.
They'll get
the fucking neighbor. Right. You know, I can't stand not being better than the fucking neighbor than Jones and everybody else. You know, I don't have no money no more. Fuck, I just, like they said, that SBB stock. Can you imagine it being at worth $250 going to zero? And you got a whole bunch of that shit. Most of your fucking life savings is invested in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine Gunslinger having $20-30 million fucking dollars to your name? That's a hell of a chunk of money. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden you got nothing. Straight to fucking zero. From $3 million to zero. That's what's going to be our next topic on our next show, will be from $3 million to zero. Hosted by Ron Rex.
It'll be down to $250,000. Remember, they're insured to that. So,
My God. Oh, my God, $250,000. That's fucking chump change, man.
Pocket
fuck, are you serious?
Pocket change.
I'd have lunch with that kind of money, man. You know, what the fuck are you thinking? I can't live with just that.
No way.
And plus, there ain't nothing else out there any fucking way to get. You know what I mean? They'll be completely cut off. That's, gun, I'm telling you, it's going to be sweet, brother. Going to be sweet. We're good with it. We're good. We can handle this. We get it. One, we know how to survive, you know? And, you know, we haven't been rich all of our life. You know what I mean? I mean, I've been comfortable. You know what I mean? But I'm waiting to be poor again. I mean, it's coming. You know, I'm trying to suck up all I can. But, you know, you try to suck up all you can, but once you can suck up a whole pile of that shit, but once they tell you it ain't worth a fuck no more, it's exactly, you wasted your fucking time. You know? So it's like, I got a job now. I got the contract laying right here on my, and I just, I don't know if I want it. You know what I mean? It's been a hard one to call on. Do I want to take this and do this or do I not? You know, right now, if these banks fucking up like this, do I want to invest money in a project that I'll get at the end of it? Shit goes south to these fucking banks. There ain't no money fucking going around. Shit all comes to a fucking stop. How am I going to get paid? You know what I mean? Even if they have cash. You know what I mean? So it just,
cash is better than nothing.
What was good that? You know what I mean? I'm just like, wow, I don't know. I mean, I want to do it. I could use a little money, you know. But something about one minute I'm good with it. I push myself into thinking. I've already 3 or 4 times was thinking about backing out because the woman's a nut wacko job, you know. But there again, it doesn't matter, you know. One, I had to contend with that, plus the money's fucking worthless. So what the fuck, you know what I mean? Like all this work into something, and I'm not getting a payment out of it, so that ain't gonna happen. So, you know, But it's going to, I mean, this is going to get fucking whack, man. It's coming. Like I said today, last night, I said, you know, it's going to fucking, shit's going to be start this morning. And it did, and they're talking still yet tomorrow morning yet. It ain't over yet. This is just the beginning of the fucking collapse. It's the beginning. Here it goes, you know, get ready. Get ready for this motherfucking ride, you know. It ain't what people think, man. They think, oh, everything's going to be fucking fine. It's okay. It'll never fucking happen. You know, we got backup and backup and, you know, and I'm free. I'm always free.
Of course,
then
backup.
You got, backup after backup. Yeah. Backup. We'll never be broke and poor and have no money. No, we'll never have that.
Because you got the backups.
Problem solved. Yeah. Who the backups are, God only knows, but, you know, you got the backups.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, yeah, the FDIC is going to cover $250,000. Yeah, that, you know. Yeah. If the bank goes up, that's cool. You can get the money out of the FDIC, but then you got to file for all that. You go through all that bullshit to get it from them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so you go through all that bullshit. So, you know, ain't like you can pull a motherfucker Hannibal withdrawal slip and fucking hear what I want. It ain't going to be like that. You know what I mean? Now you tell them motherfuckers that you're a refugee, they'll hand you a fucking goddamn $1 million fucking gold card. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, hand you a fortune. Absolutely. That's
yeah,
it.
Go buy you a fucking house, a couple fucking Ferraris and Jags, and you'll be all
right. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We'll take good care of you.
Private
just
jet,
remember,
jet
vote Democrat.
All the fucking
vote
place.
Democrat and
oh,
be a liberal. Are you mentally retarded? Better yet. You're retarded? Oh, great. Excellent. Retarded too. Fucking right. Nuts, ain't it, man? It's fucking
it's insane.
Anyway, I was watching a clip. Somebody sent it to me. I can't find it. Goddamn, of course not, you know. But this guy's making snouts for the NFL and the Women's Something League something. All right. And it asked how many, you know, they've been arrested for assault and how many have been arrested for checks, how many got DUIs. And then he asked the question, you know, which one do you think this is? And it bankruptcy and all kinds of shit. You know, it's like 480 fucking different people, okay, or different charges, okay? And he goes, do you think it's the NFL or the Women's League, whatever, it, you know, whatever the fuck it is. You know, they pronounce it by the letters. But anyway, he goes, which one do you think it is? And he looked at him and said, neither. That's your fucking government.
Yeah, that's true.
That's these motherfucking charges pending and shit, been in jail too. But they're still a fucking senator or congressman. Ain't that something? Ain't that just
something?
Blows your mind, doesn't it? Damn.
Well, look at the senior poopy pants have been in there for, what, fucking 60 years or something
since
like
birth.
That. He ain't done a fucking damn thing. He's made the fucking situation worse from day one. Okay. And he's been on the news and everything, admitting to fraud of that country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't fire that prosecutor, you ain't getting the fucking money. If that ain't blackmail and fraud, what is?
Yeah.
And that little fucking cocksucker is not in prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
International fucking crimes.
Yeah. He's holding the fucking taxpayers' money for ransom.
Yeah, for ransom. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you don't do this, you're going to get that's extortion. That's fucking
extortion.
Blackmail,
yeah.
You get rid of that motherfucker and no money.
Yep.
You take care of this motherfucker, you get the money.
Yep.
And then you send half of it back to me. Once you get that money.
But in the good old USA, you go 5 miles down the fucking highway here, you get a speeding ticket, no insurance, no seatbelt, none of that shit, and they'll put your ass in jail for it.
Yeah, because you're not following the regulations of the controlling system. You're not following the rules.
Rules are not law, remember?
But that's what they are, though.
Well, that's what they think.
I know.
They think they're law.
But people give them consent to believe that shit. They give them right to fuck with them like that. They do, gunslinger. I'm serious, man. When you sign your fucking driver's license, man, when you sign that motherfucker, you're entering a contract.
Well, yeah, it's a contract, yeah.
It's a contract. Right. You're thinking, yeah. Well, they just want me to sign that motherfucker to authenticate. Nope, it's not. No, it's not. It shows the cop that you consented to contract. You consented to the rules. The rules of the road. The book. You can get the book. It even says it. Rules of the road. Rules. Not laws. Rules, you know. So. But everything, it's under the fundamental principles of how the Constitution is written. You know, the three elements to be a crime. Victim, damage, or fraud. But they've changed that all around. They can get more blood out of a turnip this way. You know what I mean? And they do. How many motherfuckers go to court and say, well, what part is this criminal? Why is this criminal? Nobody asks that question. Why is this criminal? Well, state legislation made a law. No, but there's got to be another reason besides that. That can't be the only reason. There's many other different reasons it could happen. You know? It's to make money. You know, getting people's consent. Because you have no victim, damage, or fraud, you won't have nothing. That's according to the Constitution. You know? That's the way it's fucking mapped out, plain and simple. It's real fucking easy. But it's not a money generator. You know what I mean? So by people giving their consent, we can make up rules and laws, and it don't matter. Now, if you hurt somebody, and it doesn't matter how you fucking hurt them, there's a certain thing for that. You know what I mean? You kill them, rape them, rob them, whatever, something like that. You physically hurt somebody, there's damage. You know, victim with damage.
If they would, might if they would still, well, if they
time,
would still,
you know,
operate, yeah, I know, but if they would still operate under the common law, which is still enforced today, never changed,
mm-hmm.
then none of this shit would be going on. Remember
no.
what judges have said many, many times, we don't go by that old law. We go by this new law, corporate law.
Right.
Really?
But your
that's
rules,
what, that's
they are fucking rules. But the point I'm telling you, man, they are fucking rules. And you sign consent to let them fuck with you. You even give them consent
the
when you open your goddamn mouth. When you open your goddamn mouth, you give
law.
Consent. Huh?
Under the corporate laws.
Uniform commercial code. Uniform commercial code. Yeah, of law.
But under common law, you could tell them to go fuck off. You know?
Exactly.
You have
that's
no,
right.
You have no basis. You have nothing. You know,
you have no
is,
victim, damage, or fraud.
Yeah, this is what the Constitution was written on. This is what
yeah,
this
the Constitution
is the
says.
Main,
you got to have
law.
A victim, damage, or fraud to be a crime.
Well, see, this is why they don't go by this. That's why they had to invent this new law bullshit. Corporate
it's
law.
All about money
is
generating. They want they
well,
guns
well, it, well yeah, it is.
Look
it's about
many
money generation
money
too.
But
listen,
a human being.
Yeah, it's about money too. But also included in that. If they went by the common law, every one of these cocksuckers in government right now would be strung up by the end of a rope. What's the penalty for treason? Hanging by a rope.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say that. I didn't make it up. The founding fathers did. And it's still a good, it's still just as perfect law today as it was back then.
But
that's
what Biden
why they
did,
had to change.
Right, but what Biden did by... But what Biden did by saying no money unless you get rid of this prosecutor, wouldn't that be act of treason?
Yeah, you have to act of treason. Every one of these fucking cocksuckers have committed an act of treason. Pelosi is an act of more than shit.
Oh, God,
write a whole goddamn book on that bitch.
They were throwing
all
a conniption shit at Tucker Carlson. They're throwing a conniption shit at Tucker Carlson.
All these fucking people have committed high-level treason, and that deserves the rope.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why they had to change and put this common law back here. Oh, we can't touch that now because if we touch it, we're going to hang. We got to go with this new shit so we get glorified and we get rich, motherfucker, and fuck you.
It's all about money. It's all about money. It comes down to the money factor again, man. It's not, you know, there's shit, man. They say 70% of motherfuckers sitting in prison shouldn't be there. Do you know that?
Yeah, I read that.
About reforming all that other shit. I'm talking about people in prison over fucking stupid shit. You know?
Yeah, stupid shit. Yeah.
It costs the taxpayer more money to house this inmate for what the fuck they did? Really? That don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. But it makes sense about the money. Slave labor and money. Because it's in the Constitution. If you're locked up, you can be used as a slave.
Of course, you're a slave.
So, you see what I mean? Why not? Fuck, can't beat that.
Oh, wait a minute. We're free now. Damn it.
Shit.
So I have to get George Zinder to pound that in your head.
Oh, fuck. Damn. God. Shit. Jesus. That silly motherfucker couldn't do it no better than anybody else. Ain't no fucking way, man. That's just, it ain't true. It's a lie. Freedom is free.
You got to get his brother, Alex. Then we'll have to get his brother, Alex Jones, in there. God damn.
Oh, don't bring that son of a bitch into it, too. Oh, my God. Not his brother.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh. Alex Jones would fucking beat us both in the fucking head, you know? We said something like that to him. Motherfucker, compare me to that, you son of a bitches.
Yeah, compare me to that goddamn George Coward, George Zinder. You kidding me?
Motherfucker. I'll drag your ass down here and further into Texas, gunslinger, you motherfucking wreck. I'm coming to get you, you prick. But yeah, man, that's, fuck. That guy's a trip. But hey, you know, he gets to sit in his lonely world where he wanted to be, where he winded up. You know when you're fucking no good when you have nobody to talk to anymore.
Yeah. No, yeah, when you ran everybody out. Yeah. Okay, you did. Well, not you, but he did. He ran everybody out. So fucking talk to yourself, motherfucker. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Dumb fuck. You want to be a dumb fuck? Go ahead and be a dumb fuck.
That is crazy, though, isn't it, man? I mean.
It is.
I think I was just waiting for it to happen. I kind of suspected, you know. I said, eventually one day, gunslinger's going to get tired of this motherfucker. Watch, you know.
Well, one day I'm going to blow my stack. I'm going to blow my stack. I mean, I can take a lot of shit. Yeah. But one day you push the wrong button, you turn the wrong switch on, and that's going to be doomsday switch. Guess what? Doomsday switch.
I'm sorry I missed that. That would have been worth it for me. I would have died laughing. I would have died laughing, know, gunslinger. Yeah. You know me, man. I bring the shit on. I don't care. I think everything's funny. And to hear him go off is funny to me. It was entertaining. It was like watching fucking all the fucking Karen videos on YouTube. You know what I mean? On Karen's?
Yeah.
He's a Karen. That's what the motherfucker is. He's a goddamn Karen. You get it?
He's a male Karen. A male
he's
Karen.
A fucking, well, yeah. I call him Kevin's, but... No, he's a Karen. He's strictly a Karen. There ain't no doubt about it. Yeah, he's a fucking Karen. Oh, God, a fucking Karen. How lucky could you get?
Yeah, how lucky can you get? Cat just posted something in the core. Call in, Cat. Fuck. Hello. Still there? Hello. It's still connected. Hello. Hey, Ron, still there? Yo. Mm-hmm.